Everybody. You know, one of the things that you said in prayer there, Brad, was that we may leave here changed and better. You know, and I believe that's something that we all need. Amen. And it's not something that we can work out within ourselves. It's not something we can do to fix that as far as working it out. But there is somebody that can change us. And His name is Jesus. And it's a choice to believe Him. You know, I know in Scripture, I forget where it was, we were talking in One in the Hour of Truth, and one of the things was just talking about submitting unto God, and He does the work. He does the work. But it's that choice if we're going to submit to Him or not. And I tell you, this morning was one where I needed a fresh start. And that's the beautiful thing about Jesus. James 4:7, Paul says, we'll go there. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. And purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, that's a choice. That's choosing Him above all things. Not trying to walk it two ways. Not riding the fence. That's choosing Jesus. And saying, Lord, whatever. Your will be done, not my own. And I know there's many times where I have wanted to do my way and His way. And it just doesn't work that way. And then I find myself in a mess. Then I cry out unto the Lord. And He goes, well, Phil, if you just listen. But see, that's a grace to me. That's a grace to me. Because that shows me that I am going the wrong direction. You know, I think we've had some Bible studies throughout this past week. And one of the things is, I really wanted to go to James 1 this morning. And James 1 says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. That's a beautiful thing. Because what that does is that you humble yourself and you look on the sufficiency of Him and His sacrifice and the power of His resurrection. And you trust in that to work out in you. That's why you count it all joy, because you fell because your eyes was taken off of Him. And that's why you count it all joy, because you look back again to your Savior that we so desperately need. And what that works out in you is patience. And that patience we talked about was an unswerving loyalty, where you keep looking back to Christ and what He has done and what He has accomplished. Because we've been over this. We don't have anything to offer except Jesus. And that was a gift of God. That was a gift that was given to us. You know, you can't pay that back. But He loved us that much that He bled for us, because He knew we couldn't do it. We couldn't be righteous. That's why He grabbed that cloak of righteousness and given it to you by shedding His blood on the cross. And He walked it out perfectly. And we're justified by what He has done, not by what we do. We were going through this week was a lot about obedience and submission unto God. We were talking to the kids, and it's like, you know what, kids? You obeying your parents is obeying the Lord. Us servants, you obeying your master is obeying God. And if we believe Him, we will do what He says. That's what Noah did. That's what Abraham did. He believed God. His proof of him believing Him was his obedience unto Him. You guys want the devil to flee from you? Then submit unto God. And if you screw up and you fall down, look back to Him again and recognize that it's not by your doing that you're saved or you're righteous, it's by His. The Lord's been good. Been good. And I've had one of those mornings where it's like beating on my chest saying, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. I have nothing to offer. But He's good. And He's given me something. And I can trust Him. And I can believe Him. And I can put all my eggs in that basket, His. And that's all I got this morning.
You know, that's actually a place where the Lord can operate. Because we have a tendency to think a little more highly of ourselves than we ought. But every now and then we get a glimpse at the corruptness and the absolute black-heartedness that's still inside, and how far away from God we feel when we get a glimpse of still yet how dark and unlovable we are. And it is not profitable for any of us to spend any time feeling extremely pleased with ourselves, because what can you feel pleased about? You harbor all this unbelief and this corrupt nature and this dirty, rotten, scoundrelly, selfish heart still pumping in here, and you know, it's full of rebellion and it's full of hatred of the truth. If what you have to offer is that corruptness, then you have nothing to offer. You have nothing to be proud of. No use, you know, giving yourself tennis elbow, patting yourself on the back. You have nothing. And I've always as he read the first few verses of James. James didn't mess around a whole lot. He got right to it, right in verse 2. And it's, you know, it is joy when you fall, because it strips you from that tendency that we all have to be a little more pleased with ourselves than we ought. A little more high-minded than we ought. And, you know, the more, and, you know, Philip's suffering the same kind of morning. I was suffering too. I mean, we're in this one together, man. I'm telling you, we're not alone. But it just takes me back to Romans 5 and you know, the testimony of Paul and his gospel. know what? I want it to be my gospel too. Because that means I have received it and it's operating in me. And like, you know, Brad prayed is that we may leave here better than we were. The only way we can leave here better than we were is to possess the gospel. And Romans 5, the verse 3 that's very hard to read aloud. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. That part there. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. That's an interesting phrase there. It was timely. For a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Because you can dress it up and take it to church, but it's still a corrupt thing. And he had to die for us. Before we loved him, before we knew him, before we were anything. Because we couldn't ever receive him. We wouldn't ever have sought him. We were not just yet sinners, we were murderers. We killed him. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, another interesting phrase, not too many people think of themselves as enemies of God. That's what it says. If when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. And there was no atonement acceptable except his. Not only was it in due time, but it was the only thing that would help. The only thing that could help us, the only thing that could save us, was his atonement, his blood sacrifice. We could die, you know, get the penalty executed on us. Our blood's not clean. Wouldn't help. We'd still go to hell. But tribulations work with patience. Patience experience and experience hope. I can't express how important that's a progression. It's a logical sequence of events there. And the more experience you get working with the Lord, showing himself able and willing and faithful to deliver. Whether it's, you know, provisions for your need, or if it's just delivering you to the other side of a trying time. He's faithful. He delivers. And that's experience that you need. And it gives you hope. You never are without hope when you've had the experience. He's good, man. I don't have anything else. I'm done.